News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
A 2024 study, Monkey See, Monkey Do, exploring parent-athlete behaviours from the youth athlete's perspective, explores the impact of parental behaviour on the sidelines on children. And Antonio Montero, founder of the Silent Sideline campaign and the Castleknock Celtic coach, joins us now. Antonio, good morning to you. The behaviour of adults, we've all seen it, parents on the sidelines shouting, roaring, sometimes abusing other team members, often who are young people or children. We now kind of know that this is having an impact on those kids.
Yeah, well, I mean, to a lot of children now, it's actually a social norm. So, you know, children will always be influenced what they see around them. And, you know, their introduction to sport is this, and they don't know anything different. So to them, it's actually become such a normal thing to see lots of parents prowling the sidelines, you know, passing on information, screaming and shouting, and just getting involved in the game.
There's a couple of things that have come out of this. One is that if parents are screaming and shouting and abusing players, you know, being kind of negative and all that on the sidelines, it's more likely that players on the pitch will do the same. And if parents are supportive and encouraging on the sideline, apparently it's more likely players on the pitch, kids will do the same. So it is a kind of a monkey see, monkey do scenario. But the other thing is that some kids, when they are being shouted and roared at by a random stranger adult, it puts them off playing, doesn't it? Like, it actually, they go, I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to play soccer or GAA or whatever their sport is. This isn't for me.
Yeah, well, I mean, the majority of children enter the sport because it's fun and they want to spend time with their friends and they enjoy the game. So, you know, what they see before they enter it is not what happens when they do enter it. So it becomes a completely different game to them.
Yeah. Do parents need education around this, Antonio, to realise that their actions are having an impact on kids, sometimes a negative impact, and also that maybe it's just rude or unacceptable to shout at someone else's kid? Like, you're not in the Olympics. You're not in the Six Nations. You know what I mean? You're not playing in the Champions League. This is, you know, under 11s GAA.
The key to it is education, and you know, it's up to clubs to educate parents as they enter into the club or as their children enter into the early stages of sport, and that's the only way to get the parents is by education, is educating them that there is a better way. You know, if you find yourself getting emotionally involved in the game, then the best thing to do is just to stand back away from the action. So try and find a place where you're back. You're not encroaching on the sideline. You're not maybe 5 or 10 yards on the pitch. And you know, that will have an influence on how you behave.
Can I ask you, Antonio, you obviously have the Silent Sidelines campaign about parents just zipping it and not, you know, it's not their game, it's their kids' game, you know, back off a little bit. But if you were to ever say that to a parent on the sideline who was being, you know, a bit over the top, does that go well? I mean, we've seen brawls, we've seen all sorts of things, we've seen abuse of refs, we've seen very bad behaviour. Are the people that do this, are they very reluctant to being re-educated on it, should I say?
It's probably because they haven't been approached or you know, nobody's actually brought this to their attention. So, you know, I think for a coach, if you have parents that are like that, then you need to address it straight away. Otherwise, you'll have many years of it. And the key is to address it and educate them and tell them that there is a better way.
Do clubs need to bring in policy? So if you're joining a club and your kids are joining a club and you're going to be there on a Saturday morning or a Sunday morning, And it's a great thing for people to play team sports, and it's a great thing for kids to play team sports. But do clubs simply need a policy where they say, well, like, little Johnny and little Mary are joining our club and we're delighted to have them, but just so you know, we have this policy that parents show respect to their kids, other kids on the team and kids on opposing teams, you know, refs and other parents. Like, would it be as simple as that if clubs just put it out there at the beginning, you know, in a very non-confrontational way? Would that help the situation?
Yeah, I think clubs already have these policies. I mean, if you look around many clubs, you'll see signs everywhere. You know, the minute you walk into a park, there's signs everywhere about respecting the game, about staying silent, about respecting the referee. So it's all out there.
Falling on deaf ears?
Well, I think it's just because there's so many coaches that probably come into it at the introduction level that it's really hard to get to everybody. It's really hard to get around to everybody. It's really hard to get around to every parent because not every parent is, you know, it mightn't be the same parent that's there every weekend.
Okay.
It could be a grandfather, it could be a grandmother, it could be an uncle. It could be just someone that's involved in the child's life. So there is a lot of people to get to. But at the same time, I mean, this is all out there. I mean, it's all over the place. It's all over the world. Yeah. It's not just an Irish thing. This is happening all over the world and people, you know.
Look,
you want to be blinded if you don't see it or hear from it, you know.
Look, thank you for coming on, Antonio, and talking to us. That is Antonio Montero, founder of the Silent Sideline campaign and the Castleknock Celtic coach.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.